Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 22, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 1. Prakashananda Saraswati begs to become a devotee. And after the conversion of the Mayavadi sannyasis to the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many scholars and inquisitive people began to visit Lord Chaitanya at Benares. Since it was not possible for everyone to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his residence, people used to stand in line just to see him as Lord Chaitanya passed on his way to the temple of Vishwanatha and Bindu Madhava. One day, when Lord Chaitanya visited the temple with his associates, such as Chandrasekhar Acharya, Paramananda, Tapana Misra, Sanatana Goswami, and others, Lord Chaitanya was singing, Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhusudana. So when Lord Chaitanya sang in this way, chanting and dancing, thousands of people gathered around him, and when Lord Chaitanya chanted, they roared back. The vibration was so tumultuous that Prakashananda Saraswati, who was sitting nearby, immediately joined the crowd along with his disciples. As soon as Prakashananda saw the beautiful body of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya dancing with his associates, Prakashananda Saraswati also joined and began to sing, Hari, Hari, Hari. All the inhabitants of Benares were struck with wonder upon seeing the ecstatic dancing of Lord Chaitanya. However, Lord Chaitanya checked his continuous ecstasy and stopped dancing when he saw the Mayavadi sannyasis. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya stopped chanting and dancing, Prakashananda Saraswati fell at his feet. Trying to stop him, Lord Chaitanya spoke, Oh, you are the spiritual master of the whole world. You are Jagat Guru, and I am not even equal to your disciples. So, you should therefore not worship an inferior like me. For you are exactly like the Supreme Brahman, and if I allow you to fall down at my feet, I will then commit a very great offense. Although you have no vision of duality, for the sake of teaching the people in general, you should not do this. Oh, my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, previously I spoke ill of you many times, so now, in order to free myself from the results of my offenses, I fall down at your feet. Prakashananda Saraswati then quoted a verse from the Vedic literatures, Jivan mukta api punar yanti sansara vasanam yadi achintya mahashaktau bhagavati aparadhinah. This verse states that when even a liberated soul commits an offense against the Supreme Lord, then he or she again becomes victim of material contamination. Prakashananda Saraswati then quoted another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Bhagavatak Srimat Pada Sparsha Hatashubha Bheje Sarpa Vapur Hitva Rupam Vidyadhar Architam. In regard to Nanda Maharaja's being attacked by a serpent who was previously a person of Vidyadhara Loka, when the serpent was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, the serpent regained his previous body and was freed from the reactions of all sinful activities. When Lord Chaitanya thus heard himself equated with Krishna, Lord Chaitanya mildly protested, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to warn people in general not to compare the Supreme Lord with any living entity,
And although Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Lord himself, Lord Chaitanya protested against this comparison in order to teach us all. Thus, Lord Chaitanya said that it is the greatest offense to compare anyone with the Supreme Lord Krishna. For Lord Chaitanya always maintained that Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the greatest, and the living entities, however great they may be, are but infinitesimal. In this connection, Lord Chaitanya quoted a verse from Padma Purana, which is also found in the Vaishnava Tantra, Hari Bhakti Balas. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. A person who compares the Supreme Lord even with the greatest of the demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, must be considered a number one atheist. No, my lord. I can understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And even though you present yourself as a devotee, you are still worshipable because you are greater than all of us in education and realization. Therefore, by blaspheming you, we have committed the greatest offense. So please, excuse us all. How a devotee becomes the greatest of all transcendentalists is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sadurlava prashantatma kotishu api mahamune. There are many liberated souls and perfected souls, but out of all of them, one who is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best. The devotees of the Supreme Lord are always calm and quiet, and their perfection is very rarely seen, even in millions of persons. Prakashananda Saraswati also quoted another verse in which it is stated, Ayu Sriyam Yasho Dharmam Lokan Ashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pungso Mahad Atikramaha. One's duration of life, prosperity, fame, religion, and the benediction of higher authorities are all lost when one offends the devotee. Prakashananda also quoted another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Naishang matistavad urukramangrin sprishati anartha pagamo yad artha mahiyasang pada raja abhishekam niskinchananang na vrinita yavat. All the misgivings of the conditioned soul disappear at the touch of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one cannot touch the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord unless one receives the benediction of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord's pure devotee. In other words, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead unless one is favored by another pure devotee of the Lord. And so, my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, I am now taking shelter of your lotus feet, for I want to be elevated to the position of a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 22, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 1. Prakashananda Saraswati begs to become a devotee. Recorded August 29, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Haraye Namah Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Haraye Namah Krishna. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana Haraye Namah Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita Haraye Namah Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Namah Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Namah Krishna. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.